Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you.
Hello.
Good morning, President Trump.
Oh, hey, good morning, Chats and Ajax. The day's off to a great start. Melania and Stormy are calling each other hookers. You know, if they would only agree to some jello wrestling, I think we'd have one hell of a pay-per-view event on our hands.
How you feeling?
Well, last Friday, it sure looked like I picked the wrong week to quit drinking hydroxychloroquine, but it all worked out. I definitely was not myself, believe me.
But how you feeling now?
In all fairness, I will tell you guys, I'm on some really, really powerful medication. I haven't been this high since I spent a couple minutes in the Celebrity Apprentice dressing room with Gary Busey.
That makes sense.
I'm not kidding. These drugs are so strong, one of my eyes just went googly, like Sarah Huckabee Sanders, you know, whenever she was on camera. She could look at two reporters at opposite ends of the press room at the same time, like a chameleon.
You've been taking several therapeutics. Which one do you think is working better?
Well, remdesivir, it's a cocktail, you know, so you got a lot going on. I'm on a steroid called dexamethasone, I think I said that right, which may explain why my tweets are extra aggressive in the all caps. But honestly, I haven't felt this healthy in 20 years. The steroids have helped a lot, and now I'm considering a full pardon for Barry Bonds, A-Rod, Mark McGuire, and Jose Canseco.
Nice.
And by the way, just to be clear, my testicles didn't shrink like most steroid users. Yet mine are still very plump.
Is it okay if AJ takes a look?
I'll pass. Thank you. Appreciate that.
I'm so virile, AJ. It's oozing from my pores.
It's the president. I can take your word for it.
Your doctors haven't been very forthcoming about your condition.
Nonsense. I have a tremendous medical staff. And Dr. Connolly, he's amazing. Amazing guy. Brilliant. He specializes in both COVID and bone spurs, so he's a perfect match for me. The rumors that I was paying him off to get a positive spin on my health is totally false. I never told him that for every question he dodged from the fake media, I'd put a $100 bill in the pocket of his lab coat. I didn't say that at all. I said $20 bill.
Everybody's been popping off with positive coronavirus tests there. You got Kelly Conway, Kaylee, you know, whatever her face is, Chris Christie.
Lots of people catching it. Any Republican who does not contract the virus at this point is disloyal. So disloyal. I just saw Kellyanne and she looks absolutely horrible. Then someone told me I was looking at a picture of her from the 2019 White House Easter egg roll, and then boom, she gets corona. Even worse. As for Stephen Miller, you know, on the plus side, he won't have to cancel any plans with friends. And then there's Chris Christie.
Christie, yeah. What's up with him?
I bet you he got it when he went to work out, you know, at one of those places, What do you call them? Golden Corrals.
Yeah.
That's right. But congratulations to Christie, because for the first time in years, people are talking about him. He's feeling great. So great that as we speak, I've arranged to have him driven around in the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile, you know, so he can wave to his supporters.
Perfect.
That's nice. Very thoughtful.
And the worst news of all, I have to say, this one hit me personally. My smoking hot press secretary, Kayleigh McEnany. Oh, poor Kaylee. She's got the virus inside her right now. It's all over her body, down through the small of her back. It's just terrible. COVID-19, you lucky dog. I didn't say that out loud, did I?
No, I didn't hear a thing.
What did you think of the debate last night? Your Vice President Mike Pence and Kamala Harris.
I think Pence did okay. We all laughed at him because he couldn't be around women without mother's permission, but now he's the only one that didn't get COVID from Hope Hicks. Who's laughing now, right?
It's a small victory, my liege.
Well, you did a good job, Mike. You pushed my America First agenda, and Kamala is probably going to push Joe Biden into a nursing home on November 4th. Yeah, Las Vegas had 3-1 odds that if Mike made eye contact with either Kamala or that moderator chick, what's her name, Susan Page, Mike's wife Karen was going to hit the stage and take off his nads with a pair of bolt cutters. It didn't happen, but I would have paid to see that, bigly.
Is the vice president there? Can we talk to him?
Go get me a Diet Coke and pass it through the door.
Right away, sir.
Oh, that's right.
He came a little too close, I think.
Yeah. Well, thank you for calling, and glad you're feeling okay.
You can't let COVID dominate your life, guys. You need to live without worry. We need to get back to living, opening movie theaters, restaurants, grabbing the buttocks of waitresses as they walk by. We got to live our lives, Chaz and AJ.
sir, Bill Clinton's on the other line.
Transfer him through.
Hi, Donald.
Oh, hey, Bill. What do you want?
Well, I was live streaming WPLR this morning. Were you serious about Melania and Stormy Jello wrestling?
Bill, lose this number. Jesus.
Thank you, President Trump.
Later, losers.
You know, we had Tom on talking about Van Halen, and he said, you should make me a weekly ornament. So here he is now filling in for Scott Haney. Hello, ornament Tom.
Yes, good morning.
It's OT.
Good.
Underwater.
OT. Mm. Hello.
Hello.
Off to a good start.
All right.
I was going to ask him where Spranford is.
Right. You want him in Brook, apparently. At South Branford together. Spranford, South Branford.
We should do that. We should come up with a fake town name that's a combination of two towns.
Know,
and then just, that's the worst town ever, Spranford.
You know, you
never
have,
go to Spranford.
You have J-Lo.
The people there are stupid.
Right. Spranford.
Bad water.
No, I've never been to Branford.
What about Middle Haven?
How about Spranford? Yeah.
Have you been to Spranford?
No, but when I was down south, I lived down south half the year, and Bridgeport was the murder capital of the world, and we met some people, and they said, oh, we're from Connecticut. I'm from Connecticut. And he says, right away, I'm from the murder capital of the world, Bridgeport.
Oh, what year was this?
And, like, I don't know, 6-8 months ago.
Okay, so this
Bridgeport's
year.
Not the murder capital.
First of all, I'm older than you think I am, and I'm semi-retired. So when this corona pandemic Trump thing came around, I took some time off and went down south.
Hmm.
And then it got really chaotic down there. I mean, they don't believe in social distancing or masks or anything.
Yeah, we've been watching the news.
Right.
It's a free for all.
Yep.
I mean,
Tom, how old do you think I think you are?
Well, you got to reverse it. I never even looked up your guys' website. All I know is some guy wears flip-flops every day of the week. And I got another story about
that's all you really need to know.
There you go, see? That would be me. That would be me.
No, but you said I'm older than you.
It's an art to wear them.
It's an art to wear them.
Right.
Okay.
You got to kind of curl your toes to keep them on.
It keeps your legs all nice and toned.
Yeah, but they don't feel comfortable in between the toe and the, you know.
The thong part.
See, yeah. I'm used to it. So,
yeah.
You know.
All right.
Well, you probably have calluses there.
It's not actually, no, very smooth, kissable.
My behavior.
Oh, that's gross.
Thank you.
All right, so anyway, I want to just clear up and end the Van Halen story. So I called my neck of the woods. So I got two stories. 79, first concert, mother drops him off at the Hartford Civic Center, front row tickets. Third song in, people start throwing change, like money, at David Lee Roth. And he got very irritated about it. And he threw down the mic, and that was it. The show was over. The lights come on. You know, he's 16, and now he's worried about, what am I going to do for 2.5 hours? Because his mother marked the spot with a spray can. Said, be there at 11:35.
Wow.
And
that's too strict.
The second story is my brother just rolled in down to Myrtle Beach, and he took a maintenance job. First night on the job, he has to walk the hallways, right? No cameras, no nothing. There's this guy in red sneakers, spandex, passed out in the hallway. So he wakes him up, and the guy says, why are you bothering me? And my brother says to him, well, first of all, you're in the hallway. Second of all, you're wearing red sneakers and spandex. It turns out to be Eddie Van Halen. He couldn't get into his room. The key wouldn't work. And my brother didn't really know who he was. So the guy kept giving him a hard time. And my brother says, I'll let you in the room, but you got to give me the red sneakers. He takes the red sneakers off and throws them down the hall. So my brother gets him in the room. And my brother said, I'm not doing this. You're out of your mind. So he goes to the maintenance closet and gets every roll of duct tape and goes back to the guy's room and duct tapes the door. So when he opens the door and tries to come out in the morning, whenever he decided to wake up, and I don't know what happened. I don't know how he got out. My brother said I was there about an hour and a half. I duct that tape so good, I couldn't even get in the door.
Well, obviously he got out.
He ducked that tape so good. Well, what happened to the sneakers?
Yeah.
he put them in, you know, how you tie them together and throw them over a telephone wire?
No way. No way. Not Eddie Van Halen sneakers.
Well, he says it's harder than you think. He said it took, and he's left-handed. And he couldn't hit a wiffle ball to save his life. He said he was out there for 20 minutes trying to get these sneakers to hang on the telephone wire.
Basically, that was money right there. He just threw over a wire.
But he didn't know.
Yeah.
He didn't know it was Eddie Van Halen.
No, he didn't know.
How did he find out?
Yeah, when did he find out?
When did he find out it was Eddie Van Halen?
He went to get his paycheck, and the hotel was very upset. It was an exclusive hotel in Myrtle Beach. And they didn't want to give him his check, and he asked for the reason why. And he said that you harassed a famous whoever, artist, you know, they didn't
say, and then VIP.
And then they finally told him, you know. But didn't think it was funny about the duct tape on the door.
No, I mean,
the
guy none of that's funny, really. No, think about it.
You think it was a fire or something like that.
All right, Ornament, we're going to talk to you Monday about your weekend, if that's okay.
I
want to talk to you every Monday
to
find out what you did on the weekend. All right, go ahead.
Case closed. Well, this is what I'm doing. I'm going to my first party where it's all going to be police officers. I have never been to a home party.
I think that's
and we haven't had any home parties. And they asked me what I should bring. So
cuffs.
I said, I'm bringing a quarter keg.
Quarter keg, there you go, see? They're going to try back.
Now, this party, is it at the police department, and are they going to seat you in a place with bars?
Right.
No,
yeah, come on
realistic.
In. You're going to love the bars
someone's
here.
Someone's home, but, I mean, there's going to be 30 cop shops with their wives, and God knows what kind of attitude they're going to have at the end of the party.
I'm sure all good. Well, let's do something stupid.
Who invited you?
One of my next-door neighbor. She's married to a police officer.
Okay,
it's his second marriage, and he has three kids. So she got a big police officer and three kids to take care of, and she's happy.
All right, good.
I hope
good,
so.
Good. And what's her first name?
Jennifer.
All right.
But I didn't tell you that.
No. All right, we're going to check in with you Monday, see how that party was.
Very well. But, hey, I'm really embarrassed because of I thought I was going to have this all communicated in the little cheat sheets, but I'm trying to fight to get to work because I got to drive to Avon. You ever try to go to Avon in 9 o'clock traffic?
No, can't say I have.
Oh, it's terrible. It's worse than Waterbury and Bridgeport.
Maybe sleep earlier.
All right. Ornament, we love you, man.
Yep.
I can't wait to talk to you Monday.
I love you guys.
All right, brother. Yeah. Fun fact. This is a Van Halen fun fact.
Okay.
Jump was the second song recorded at Eddie's 5150 Studios.
Ah!
Oh, the first one!
The first was a cover of In the Midnight Hour, which remains unreleased.
Oh, I'd love to hear that.
I'm hoping that we're going to hear a lot of stuff that we would have never heard from Eddie. AJ?
Fun fact. The stage before frostbite is called frostnip.
AJ's got a lot of nip facts.
Oh, it looks like AJ is suffering from frostnip.
All the time.
Constant frostnip.
You guys are so not nice.
Ashley.
Fun fact. McDonald's once made bubblegum flavored broccoli.
Ew.
Yes,
it was an attempt to get kids to eat healthier, and it didn't go over well.
I bet.
Because kids were, quote, confused by the taste.
Yeah, they're called McBarfles.
So wait, run this by me again. It's broccoli, and what'd they do to it?
They made it taste like bubblegum.
Ugh.
Because they wanted kids to eat healthy. So if it tasted good, the theory was they would eat more broccoli.
No, it does not work at all.
Huh.
Today, ugh.
You're back checking as we speak.
How does that? I think about that, and when somebody pitches that in a room, how does that not get?
Boom!
Shut
get out
down?
Of here!
Like,
off the
my
head.
God!
Yeah,
back to the mailroom with you.
Yeah, really.
You're fired. You go back down to wherever you were before.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah. Gross.
Ugh.
Go take your face and your shirt and your feet and point that way.
Like, who in the room said, "All right, this
I've got
be,
an idea."
I think. Well, when you say the idea, and then it's like, you know what?
Yeah.
That can sell.
And this is where the term McIdiot came from.
And we should make bubble gum that tastes like broccoli. All right, that's too far. That's too far.
Or worse, be gum that tastes like broccoli.
The raspberries taste like raspberries. Now, it's raspberries.
Now, if you starve the kids and they're on some weird island and you open up a stand that sells bubblegum-flavored broccoli, yeah, the kids will eat it and they'll love it.
Right.
But if you bring them to McDonald's where they can get shakes and fries and pies and burgers and...
Exactly right.
They're not going to do it.
There's too much distraction. Happen. Yeah, too much distraction.
Not going to happen.
No. Just saying.
Excellent fun fact.
Thank you.
Phil.
Fun fact. The first state to introduce a law about speed limits regarding automobiles was Connecticut.
Get
1901. The law restricted drivers from exceeding 12 miles an hour.
So they're trying to get money even back then, huh?
Even back then. Wow. That figures, right? Connecticut's the first one?
Figures. Way to dip into the pockets, of course. Connecticut, number one.
Nikki from West Haven.
Fun fact. In Switzerland, it is illegal to own only one guinea pig.
They have a two guinea law, yes.
Why
is
that?
Because they're social creatures.
Right.
So it's considered animal abuse to have them by themselves.
Oh, wow.
They told the clause, too. Hey, hey, hey,
I've had one guinea pig before.
Right.
That's so mean, apparently.
I didn't know that either.
This way you get told, hey, how you been? Okay, I'm good. Yourself, huh? Hey, look good.
No, not that kind.
Yeah. Hey, but good. Ah, look at your fur over here.
The fur.
Hey, how you doing? You little guinea pig.
Okay. Right. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was guinea pig theater. Thank you so much.
I didn't even. I did not know that.
Bravo.
One from the text, then we take a break.
This is from Joe the Barber's son. Fun fact, you only breathe out one side of your nose and it changes sides every 2 hours.
That's not right. He just wants us to do something stupid, which we're going to try next. Colin Quinn is on the show. Does he have a fun fact or is he going to mock us? Good morning.
You know, it's so funny. Hello?
Yes.
Hey.
Guys, I was literally said I'm going to be the guy that doesn't have a fun fact and attacks it. And then during right before the break, when you guys go, he's probably going to come with no fun fact and say he hates fun facts. But then I realized how predictable I was, and I said, I'm going to come with a fun fact. I had a fun fact on the break. And it's a pretty good one.
All right. Here's Colin Quinn with a fun fact.
See? Now I'm taking it serious. A snail can sleep for 3 years.
Oh.
Is that right?
Yeah.
They become coworkers.
Is that pretty good? That was pretty crazy.
That is crazy.
We call them DMV.
3 years.
3 years, wow.
Wow, wouldn't that be the life?
Well.
It is true. Snails need moisture to survive, so if the weather is not cooperating, they can actually sleep up to 3 years.
Now, do they age, or do they, like, if they fall asleep when they're 10, do they wake up at 10, or do they wake up at 13?
If they're 13, they're
homeless. What's the lifespan of a snail?
Yes.
I'm not prepared to answer all those follow-up questions.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And if you go eat them, do they wake up in the middle of a horrible... Imagine if you wake up in the middle of a horrible, you'd be in a giant pot being cooked.
Exactly.
Escargot.
Right.
No.
Yeah, right. Right.
Maybe we should write one of those movies like, you know, Ratatouille about snails.
Yeah. Of course, it's not Ratatouille.
It's dark, you know, for like 92 minutes, and then the last minute is just a horrible scene.
No, we do a Freddy Krueger movie, A Snail's Dream.
Right.
Colin Quinn is at the Ridgefield Playhouse on Sunday. That's my fun fact.
Yeah.
Ah. Two shows, yeah. 4 and 7:30.
Two shows. It's me, outdoors. Gary Goldman, Brittany Carney. It's going to be a great show.
That's a killer lineup.
Triple bill.
That's a great show.
Yeah.
It's going to be great weather, too.
Yep, exactly. So get out there.
Is
it going to be great weather?
Yep.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
I like that he doesn't Saturday, even Saturday's look. Better weather. What's that?
Saturday would be a better show. Day to play.
If everybody wears a nice, fun Connecticut sweater and has hot cocoa, it'd be a good show, you know?
Hot cocoa, yeah. That'd
fun
be too
fact.
I'm really going to get the vibe for it.
Yes. Something pumpkin spice, perhaps.
Well, especially Ridgefield, they don't play games there. The whole place, they actually spray the air like planes spray the air with pumpkin spice like 3 months a year.
They do. They do. It has to smell like pumpkin spice all the time.
And it works.
Right. And then like cinnamon around Christmas.
I don't think there are a lot of tickets left. So if you want to go to the show on Sunday, get them now. We're linked up at the radio station website.
Jump on it.
Colin Quinn, one of the greatest living comedians right now.
And, you know, really, you never know. It could be my last show any day now, so you might as well come see it.
Right, because Eddie Van Halen died. And then Colin, you know, he had heart issues a while back.
This could be my new Haven 13-minute solo.
Right.
You know,
could be.
You know, I worked a concert in, it wasn't New Haven, but it was near New Haven. It was in the 70s. We sold T-shirts, my friends, you know. So we had this thing where we were just T-shirt guys. The guy was robbing us, and we were robbing him, you know, like any decent teenage job. And he had us come up to Connecticut. We drove up, and we did a concert, and it was Frampton and Gary Wright was the opening act.
Oh, my God, Dreamweaver.
And security was a giant biker gang.
And it works.
We went to the show, and Frampton was just getting big. So it was, you know, it was a crowd outdoor concert, and then Gary Wright went on and killed. He was great. Gary Wright had like five great songs.
Yeah, and then Dreamweaver and Love is Alive.
Love, all right, two great songs. But Love is Alive is a great, very underrated song. And then Frampton went on. We only sold like six T-shirts before the show. We weren't making any money. Frampton went on, and he was just starting to rise. That was the summer. He was starting to rise. And he was so amazing. After the show, we sold like 1,000 T-shirts. People went crazy because he was amazing. It was such a great show.
They walked in not thinking too much about him and then left saying, I need a T-shirt of this guy.
Right, they forgot to wear shirts. That's right. Too, so shirt.
Yeah, we had those, you know, the spaghetti strap shirts. You know, they were very big in those days for women and men.
Did you ever meet or know any of the members of Van Halen?
I might have. I don't. Yeah, David Lee Roth I met a few times, of course. You know, because he used to, his uncle ran some comedy club in the village, so he'd come by the cellar sometimes and hang out, you know.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Is this back when David Lee Roth was an EMT?
Yes.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, David, there a case you actually killed, yes.
Yeah.
Right.
How did he have time to get any information from the patient? I feel like he just never stops talking.
Right.
Yeah. No, but can you imagine, like, you're coming out of a coma, like, near death, and you open your eyes, and there's David Lee Roth? You would have to believe that you just died.
Right.
Right? It's like, wow, I died.
This can't be happening. Yeah.
Like, man, that's a serious head injury I got, because it looks like David Lee Roth is my EMT.
Right.
Well, it's like when Steven Seagal did a show where he was the sheriff, and people are going, Steven Seagal while he's arresting him. They're going, Steven Seagal?
Right. Yeah. You're all confused. Like, is this a TV show, a movie? What is this?
Right.
And what about your cop show? What's happening with that?
Cop show is, I put it on my YouTube channel today.
Nice.
It's bigger than ever. I mean, it's just sweeping the nation.
I've seen clips of it. I think it's one of those shows that would be killer. Like, killer.
Right.
And
do
you have full episodes or just clips?
Yeah, full episodes. That's what's going up right now.
And is Seinfeld behind that?
His
partner?
No, not really.
No, all right. So your stage show he was.
Oh, yeah.
But every little clip that I see on your Instagram, by the way, you got to follow Colin on Instagram.
Yeah.
They're hysterical, and it's packed with people you know.
The who's
who? Every scene.
The who's who.
It's a who's who. Hold on.
Let me see. It really is a who's who. It's so very funny.
I wasn't smart enough to get a clip, like, recorded, but I'm going to play this off of my phone right
now. Nice. Okay.
That's really, really
funny. I know. Here we go.
Unfun fact.
You got to give me that. I won't give you that. You're going to burn in hell.
Well, maybe. But you know what they say. I hope they serve beer in hell.
That's not a saying. It's an airport book title.
No, you're an airport book title.
Really?
Yes, Tuesday with Moron.
I love this.
It's jam-packed with lines like that that just make me burst out laughing.
It's nonstop.
How did, like, Netflix not pick this up?
There's no setup. It's just joke into joke. It just layer them on top of each other.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what happens with, you know, nobody picking it up, but what can I do? You know what I mean?
Yeah. It could be your attitude when you're pitching these to these people.
You don't want this, do you?
Hey, you should tell them the snail thing. They'll be like, hey, this guy's smart. I don't know stuff.
I don't think it's my attitude when I'm pitching, because when I'm pitching, I'm not. But I think that underneath, they can sense maybe that I think I'm better than them.
Oh, gotcha.
Maybe.
Or you really don't care. Yeah.
No, right. No, but I do, they know I care, but they just know I haven't. I do have a whatever it is. I can't even describe it.
Maybe open with that. I don't think I'm better than you.
Yeah. That might work.
Maybe that should be the name of the show.
Right.
Right.
No, maybe it's because I go into the pitch meetings and I go, fun fact, you need me more than I need you.
Fun fact, why am I talking to you?
Well, we love you, man, and we hope this thing sells
out.
Very, 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 very close to selling out. So if you want to go, it's going to be great weather.
Hurry up.
Ridgefield Playhouse, Colin Quinn with Jerry Goldman and some other girl, and it's going to be great.
Right? It's not very close to selling out. Don't say that these days, because then people are like, oh, I don't want to be crowded in.
Like we said, grab ticket. There's plenty.
Oh, yeah, there's room
there's
all over
somebody,
the place.
It's just him and two comics right now.
Lots of room for social distance.
You can hear an echo when he talks.
Yeah, and they got all the seats far away. Is that weird for you?
Well, I'm used to it. I'm getting used to it. But, I mean, you know, at first we're like, you know, well, this is going to be. Now we're just like so happy to be. You know, I don't even do shows anymore, you know. So when I do them, it's going to be fun, you know.
Do you remember the text I sent you after you had your heart attack?
Yeah, what was it again?
Can you have
Phil,
your pants?
Do you remember? Because I thought it was funny and clever.
You sent something, and he didn't write back. So then I think you wrote, like, I take it back or something like that. Like a week later.
Did he respond then?
Would it be like, get well soon?
I just looked it up. I don't. I have Colin's number, but it's the text area is empty. So I don't know if it's because
it dissolved.
Phones or whatever.
So old.
My phone didn't even like it. My phone erased it on its own.
Now, what was it again? I was saying, what was that?
I'd have to look it up on the podcast. We definitely talked about
like
this.
You gave, you were. I mean, it was serious. You had a heart attack, and you thought you were done.
I know.
You congratulated him on the special. You had just watched a special that was released like six weeks early, and he didn't write back. And then you're just like, "Sorry, feel better."
I think you texted killer performance.
All right.
Yeah, that was really heartless.
I got to tell you.
Look at the cop show right now.
It was almost sarcastic, like, congratulations on your special.
That's how you read it.
Right.
See, you know what your problem is? You think you're better than everybody.
Exactly right. He writes in italicized words.
I got to tell you, if you've seen Colin, then you know. But if you haven't seen him live, you're going to go see, like, the Eddie Van Halen. You're sitting there thinking, oh, my God, this guy is a freaking genius. He's mastered the art of comedy on stage.
Yes, absolutely.
Wow. We're linked up to tickets at WPLR.com and 95.9thefox.com. Thank you, Colin.
Thanks, you guys.
All right, brother. Oh, this would be the worst. This could be the dumbest thing I do today. Maybe all week. Take a call that could be a complaint while the boss is sitting next to me.
Oh, boy.
Great.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Unscreened call. Great. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on.
Hello?
Hey, Chaz and Adrian, Ash. There was a 2.5 Men's episode with Eddie Van Halen in it.
Okay, hold on.
This is why we screen the calls.
Yeah, I know.
It's Phil's job.
Well, the other calls, a lot of people want to hear Chaz go into the box this year. That guy that called in, Jimmy, said it, and now a lot of people are really behind that motion.
Me too. I vote yes.
See, I get to be in isolation for a while.
Oh, AJ does not want this thunder stolen from him. He gets this attention.
This is the lie, folks. This is what you're hearing. This is the lie. This is a man.
This is the truth.
AJ, am I right or not right?
You're absolutely right.
Right, because AJ got paid by Chaz to say this.
No. Fellow.
I had a conversation with him about this.
Yeah, I know.
And,
it's kind of my thing I do every year.
His thing.
My thing.
If your thing was getting waterboarded every year,
then I keep doing it.
Would you say, like, yeah, no, it's my thing. I love being tortured.
You know what he loves about
Maybe I do.
We talk about him.
Right.
And then we're doing nothing but talking about him.
I know.
And then we're doing nothing but saying, nice job.
And then all day long.
An email goes out.
All right, he likes the emails.
Thanks him.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Like we're not going to send an email this year.
If he does a comedy show and there's not an email after that,
he always responds the same way.
And then there's an email on a station down the hall.
Yep.
He goes nuts.
And AJ's,
I have to deal with this. You don't.
Don't have any windows left.
AJ's response to that email is always the same. It's dot, dot, dot. Thank you.
You got an email plugged this week. I wrote an email about you guys coming in for the Eddie Van Halen tribute.
I know.
So you got to feel good this week.
I want to have it by the way, caps next time.
About an hour into that, after Jimmy left, I looked at AJ and I said, I can handle this. I would like a little throwback of when I was on the air on my own, flying solo with Van Halen. He goes, can I stay, please?
I want to hang out.
I'm like, all right.
So get ready when Bono dies and then I get to do it. That's going to be my time to shine.
Oh, you know what that's going to be. Nothing but crying.
Right.
Right.
We'll have to put you in a cab and send you home.
Right. It will be. I was talking about it with Alan. So it was perfect to have you guys in. You know, you're a super fan. It makes total sense. And I said to Alan, when Bono dies, it has to be me.
This has to be.
I have all the bootlegs. I have all the live stuff. It will be all weekend long.
But you'll have to be able to talk. Right. I think you'll be so beside yourself.
Did you see that the Joshua Tree just got voted as like the greatest album of the 1980s?
Well, first of all, it's from BBC Radio 2, so it doesn't really count. The Human League is number 5 on that list. That list is real.
That list is real
screwing.
I have to sneeze. Hang on.
If you followed me on Twitter, Keith Lives in CT, you would know that I tweeted that yesterday. Follow me on Twitter. That's the only reason I should come on here, to plug my Twitter, build my brand.
And what happens when you move back to Boston?
Right, it's really a problem. No, I'm here forever.
Good. 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Time now for Boss Keith's Top 5.
So on the internet, you see a lot of surveys and a lot of nonsense graphs and charts. And when I'm on the air on the Fox, so I have to look at all this stuff. And I'm always clicking on this. And I have found that all of them are lies. A lot of these surveys that you read on CNN or USA Today or whatever aren't true. And here are 5 from this week alone that I'm going to debunk for everyone.
Okay.
Are you ready? All right. Okay, number 5. According to Match.com, one in four people had sex with their roommate during quarantine. First off, how did they get that information? This is definitely not true. Maybe on the guy's end, but is it because, like, oh, I'm here, we live here, I'm bored, I'm going to do this pig? Like,
yeah,
no way.
Well,
there's no way a girl who's living in an apartment with some strange roommate who's a big fat guy says, like, all right, I guess it's April 27th.
Maybe he's not big and fat.
No, but he is. This in my head. 1 in 4,
maybe.
25%, like 40% of people are fat.
Maybe
there's an item in their dresser drawer that says roommate on it.
Are you telling me?
Wait a minute. 40% of people are fat. So of the 5 here now, who's fat?
I could lose like 22 pounds probably.
And
I would
you?
Like to be I would like to be 137.
So I would say Phil's the skinny and you're the skinny, and then
I need to be on a wedding diet. You can
And AJ's skinny. AJ's like ripped.
I've seen you eat a couple of donuts already. I'll be ripped tonight. I'll be getting ripped tonight.
There's a reason other than warmth Ashley keeps putting on layers.
Well, you're missing the point here, though. Ashley said that she'd probably do the roommate. That's the takeaway here. If you had a roommate and you weren't getting married or whatever, you think in the middle of quarantine, you'd be like, all right, buddy, you're
single,
here.
Yeah.
Does it even have to be quarantine?
What pitch was that?
Well, no, it's 2 in the morning.
What pitch was that?
We're here and, like, tired of watching Netflix.
Yeah, like Netflix and chill.
All right, so maybe that is right. Number 4, more men dream about their wedding day than women. This is a stat that just came out.
Yes, it's called a nightmare.
32% of men said a big wedding fulfills a lifelong dream, only 27% of women.
You're missing part of that article.
Just keep it shut.
What's
up?
The other part?
That's because men think it makes them become more of an adult, which is why they like it. It's like,
oh, you read that?
No.
Yeah. I don't.
It's done
now.
To shut you the hell up.
Actually, saw
did you leave a copy on Eric's nightstand?
This is your lifelong dream.
You should be excited about this.
It's you in like a princess outfit. Yay!
That's her every day.
Do you think that was AJ's lifelong dream? No, it was like seeing Rat in 1983.
Oh, man, mine about cars and bikes.
Number 3, 44, this one makes me absolutely crazy. 44% of Americans say they don't have an enemy, Everybody has an enemy. You don't have an enemy? There's not somebody that you... If you were allowed to kill one person, like, with no consequences, there isn't somebody?
I don't have an enemy. I have enemies.
AJ, don't answer that question.
Right.
Enemies. Same. Right. Like, they
say... Look to your left.
They say there are people. They say that there are people that have none. I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
What's the percentage?
44%. So basically half of Americans said, oh, I don't have an enemy. I like everybody. I have 100 enemies.
100?
Well, yeah, I have at least two or three people that if they died, I'd say like, what a bummer.
Wait, is that you hating somebody or somebody hating you?
You hating somebody. You having an enemy. They don't have to know that they're your enemy.
By the way, Ashley... You're right next to a window.
But actually, isn't there somebody in your head that you say to yourself, like, man, I hate that person?
Yeah, Emily from the seventh grade.
See? Wow. Jazz, you don't have an enemy. There's not a boss. There's not somebody from life that you're like, oh, you don't have to say their name. But isn't there somebody?
Not that I can think of right now.
Oh, you're all jellyfish.
Just that astronaut.
He's my enemy right now. Jazz.
Phil, you don't have an enemy?
Like, I don't think that I would go and kill someone.
No,
I don't think that if they died.
But if they died, wouldn't you be like, yeah?
I don't want anyone to die. Ugh, I really don't.
It's so.
You could bond with AJ.
Right, AJ, I'm with you.
We would need a producer.
All right, number two. There are all these maps that show, like, what the blank thing is the favorite in every state. Have you seen these?
Oh,
It says, like, favorite appetizer, whatever. Always are wrong. According to the new one that came out this week, it's so bogus. Connecticut's favorite candy is peanut butter kisses. What? Not peanut butter cups. That I believe. Peanut butter kisses.
What are they?
I've never seen them.
I'm guessing it's the Hershey's Kiss of peanut butter inside.
Well, yes. Oh, you think? Wow, we've got a new enemy.
So there are five of us in here. Like, none of us think that that's our favorite candy. Like, these things are clickbait. They said the number one candy of New Hampshire is circus peanuts. I mean, these just aren't.
That's not even a candy.
They're just looking for dumb radio shows to talk about these lists and get people to click on them. It makes me mad.
You buy some really bad gas stations. I love them.
Circus peanuts is like a kitchen sponge.
Yes, it is.
Worst.
Right, and it's not a candy. And I'm from New Hampshire. Nobody in New Hampshire is eating circus peanuts. I've been everywhere in New Hampshire. Not a circus peanut in sight.
Are you sure they said peanuts?
And the number one fact/survey nonsense that I hate is they say when you say 70% chance it will happen. Nope, I screwed this one up.
Take two. Try it again.
It's my flubble. There is a survey that says...
You are so upset about this list that no one cares about.
Forget it. We don't have a number one. I'm not going to get it outright.
We got to know number one.
Back to Ashley doing her roommate.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut. Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.